This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. Stevenson, a 73-65 winner over Widener today. We're joined by head coach Gary Stewart. Coach, you guys are down 10 points early in this one, down 17-7. You end up with a one-point lead at the half. What changed for you guys, or what had to change for you early in the game?
Well, this one wasn't for women and children. You know, this was ugly. We couldn't believe that we were up one at halftime. The game didn't have any flow to it. It looked like everybody was stuck in mud. But our kids were resilient. We had some good possessions to close out the first half, and that was critical because down 10, we could have gotten some significant separation there, and they're the kind of team that you don't want to be behind.
Well, certainly in the second half, it seemed like you guys had a lot better flow. What led to that, or what was different for you guys in the second half?
Well, I'm looking at the stats, and we scored 43 points. We're a team game, and we really focus is to play together. But in all actuality, that situation there was all Sean Farr.
Yeah, Sean Farr had a tremendous game for the whole game. What does it say? You talked about team basketball. Third straight game, you've had somebody score at least 24 points, and it's been a different guy each game.
Well, that's the way we're constructed, and we kind of figure out who's that guy of the night, and then our guys do a good job of feeding that person. And tonight it was Sean, and he got in a good rhythm tonight.
Widener came into this game number one in the conference in rebounding. They had an eight rebound advantage at the half. You guys end up out rebounding them for the game 42-40. How critical was that to out rebound them so significantly in the second half? I can remember one possession specifically where you had four shots. Farr finished the fourth one, and it was a big momentum boost.
Well, it was vitally important because we preached to the guys all week. They came in as the fifth best rebounding team in the country. They've got two guys that are elite in there, and Lawson and Kamara, and the rest of those guys chase it. So we had to gain rebound. We talked about that at halftime, that we were getting beat at the point of attack, and our guys responded in kind.
Christian Roberts, the leading scorer on the team in the season, was scoreless with 104 to go. You guys didn't hit a three in the game. If somebody would have told you coming into this one, you wouldn't hit any threes and Christian would be shut out with a minute four to go, would you expect to have a four-point lead in the basketball?
Well, I'm not sure I would take that recipe every game, but again, we don't rely on one person, and Christian is really, really important to what we want to do, but he made some good decisions with the basketball tonight. We got the ball in the interior and took advantage of it.
Back to Shar before I let you go. A lot of right-handed shots in the lane for him. He's a lefty. Why was he able to get such easy catches in the lane? Was it just the way that they were playing you guys?
Well, we felt like we stood around, and Sean made some good reads. The guy that was defending him turned his head just a little bit, and Sean was able to cut off of that read, and we got him the ball in an area that he's really, really effective.
All right, Coach. At Macalester on Thursday. I don't think I'm going to make that trip. That's not real close, right?
No, we've got to hop on a plane, and that's going to be another challenge for us. The last time I saw their head coach, I was coaching, and he was playing, and he hammered me. So he's a tough guy, and Tim's team will be prepared. It'll be hard for us.
All right, Coach. And then at Allegheny before the new year, we'll see you back on January 3rd at Albright. So three straight on the road. Good luck to you guys, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. We're going to bring in our player of the game, Sean Farr. Sean's going to hop in and take a seat. Sean, 24 points in the game tonight. Third straight game the Mustangs have had a guy with 24 or more, and it's been a different player. Fisher had 30, then Darius had 30. You with 24. What does it say about this team?
We preach 15 strong every day in practice. I mean, the whole team has to go hard. Anybody can score at any time, so we just preach 15 strong.
Why was it you today? It seemed like you were getting a lot of easy catches in the painted area and then making tough shots.
I actually been in a slump, so just being aggressive like to the hole and being my point guard give me the ball or whatever in good spots, just being aggressive.
Now, Sean, you talked about being in a slump. I think a big reason for that is they blow the whistle on you every time. I'll say it. You can't say it. Every time you're near somebody, it's on you. I think there was a stretch in the first half where it was like three straight. You drew a charge. The other end, you got an and one. You drew a travel. You had three straight 50-50 calls in a row. How did that feel to just, for once, you know, not have everything go against you?
I mean, I can't blame it on the referees. I just got to be in the right spot at the right time and, like, take charges for my team whenever I can.
Well, it was certainly nice that they gave you credit for being in the right spot at the right time. This team picked to finish third in the conference coming to this one on a seven-game winning streak. I know with, you know, the students out, you know, for school, everyone else at home, it didn't have the atmosphere that the other home games have had, but how big of a win was this for you guys to take down a team that looks like they're going to be at the top for the rest of the year?
Like you said, they was at the top right now. Now we come to take a spot, and we just have to keep it rolling throughout the break. So that means it's hard practice, and we going out of town next week. We just got to keep going hard every day, all day.
Sean, I know you spent a lot of time on the football field and got back to basketball full-time last year. At this point, do you feel like a full-time basketball player again?
Yeah, definitely a full-time. I might try football next year, but I'm full-time basketball right now.
Well, I think you better keep that to yourself. I know if Coach Hoddle's listening, he's pumped up, but Coach Stewart might not want to hear that, but I don't think he's listening. All right, Sean, good luck Thursday. A long trip for you guys, a plane trip to McAllister. We wish you the best of luck.
All right, appreciate it.
That was Sean Farr, our player of the game tonight for the Mustangs. A huge output for Sean. 24 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double as the Stevenson Mustangs win.